This is segment number 4 of Haynes at the Reins, featuring Rodeo with Will Rasmussen as well as commentary. Up front, here's Will.
Hi, and welcome to the Rodeo Road Show. I'm Will Rasmussen at home in Salmon, Idaho, but about to pack my bags and head for Northern California in about 10 days or so. One of the big tour rodeos as springtime continues in California. Redding, California, always a big time there in Redding, California. The Redding Rodeo. So looking forward to that. What's going on this weekend? Well, one of the majors going on is in Guymon, Oklahoma. Guymon Pioneer Days is going on. Stony Ford, California, in the hills of Northern California. I guess that is quite a time up there in Northern California. Stony Ford, California. Drayton Valley, Alberta, Canada, going on as well. Uvalde, Texas, going on their big extreme bull riding event. Three other Texas locations holding rodeos as well. And so we are after May, right? We're into May already. So the summer season is just around the corner, and we're looking forward to that. Last weekend, as we talk about California, the big Clovis Rodeo, over 100 years old there in the Fresno, California area. And that is a big, big rodeo, and some big, big champions came out of that after the dust settled there in the Central Valley. In the bareback riding, Leighton Berry, Weatherford, Texas, a recent guest on the Rodeo Road Show, as a matter of fact. He's number one in the world, remains number one in the world. Big win in Clovis, California, riding the great horse Virgil. Remember that horse? Ooh. The world record is held on that horse by Rocker Steiner in Darby, Montana, 3 years ago with a 95. In the steer wrestling, Clayton Haas from Weatherford, Texas, he wins the steer wrestling event. By the way, we had world champion Ty Erickson of Helena, Montana on the show last week, just a week ago, and we talked to him from Clovis, California. Well, he broke his femur down in, he Houlihan'd a steer and went head over heels on the steer, and the horse stepped on him, broke his leg. He's out for a couple of months. I talked to him after that. But Clayton Haas, his buddy from Texas, wins the steer wrestling. Corbin Rice of New Mexico and Caleb Hendricks from Nevada win the team roping together. That is a big feather in a pair of young guns hats, isn't it? That team roping title in Clovis. The great Marty Yates in the tie down roping event. He is a Stephenville, Texas team or tie down roper. He's been to the NFR about 10 times now, never won a world title yet. Marty Yates, the tie-down roping champion. The legendary Larry D. Guy wins the breakaway roping event. I don't know how many world titles she has in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association, 22. It's amazing what she has done. She puts Clovis on her list of championships. Barrel racer Wenda Johnson, Pawhuska, Oklahoma, wins the barrel race. She's gone to the last four national finals rodeo. Wenda Johnson is moved to number one in the world in the barrel race by virtue of that victory in Clovis, California. In the bull riding event, Chase Doherty, Canby, Oregon, splits the title with Declan Garland from Oklahoma. Chase Doherty from Canby, Oregon, he used to be a pole vaulter back in high school at Canby High, and a former high money winner at the National Finals Rodeo, splits the title with 25-year-old Declan Garland from Oklahoma. Clovis, California in the books. We'll look ahead to next weekend here on the Rodeo Road Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Rasmussen.
Thank you very much, Will. Up next, it's commentary on Haynes of the Reins.
We need natural growth substances in the soil. Here at Integrated Biological Systems Incorporated of Nampa, we've discovered cytokinins are a natural growth substance produced by plant roots and soil microbes. Cytokinins were discovered in the 1950s. They enhance cell division, root development, leaf expansion, and other benefits. Our products help enhance the formation and creation of cytokinins. Natural growth substances can decrease your input cost and increase your bottom line. Integrated Biological Systems Incorporated is here to help correct soil problems, and that is our full-time business. we have soil conditions that increase these important natural growth substances in the soil. Give us a call at 250-6318. Give us an opportunity to improve your soil, your production, and also your bottom line. 208-250-6318.
Welcome to the commentary portion of this program. And as we always do, first the story, then the commentary. And whenever somebody talks about the weather, you have to remember the old adage, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes. Without a doubt, it's that way as springtime across the United States. But they're watching it with interest as to what's going on with El Nino and La Nina. Spring weather has been very active in parts of farm country, and USDA has a meteorologist named Brad Rippey. He spoke at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Washington Watch and says the country's weather pattern is currently in transition.
We are clearly in transition from El Nino to La Nina right now. The atmosphere, North America and elsewhere, is still acting like it's El Nino. Very active weather pattern with everything you see with the hail, the high winds, the tornadoes out in the midsection. That's classic spring El Nino. But we're going to lose that over the next couple of weeks to a few months. For people that are getting the moisture now, hold on to that, especially in the middle part of the country, because I do have concerns that we could see some dryness that's already starting to pop up in places like southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, could begin to spread as we head deeper into the warm season.
Rippey says that the forecast models are showing some dry weather on the way in parts of rural America.
A lot of the dynamical and statistical guidance does show drought developing. Rockies, High Plains region potentially starting to spread a little bit to the east. But with that transition to El Nino, that also means that we expect a very, very active Atlantic tropical basin. And so we could see a pretty fine line between dry conditions, High Plains, and relatively wet conditions in parts of the southern and eastern U.S. That would include the eastern Corn Belt. Whether that tropical moisture is organized or disorganized mid to late summer into autumn, that should allow for fairly wet conditions. Gulf Coast, Atlantic Coast, probably extending into the eastern Corn Belt, Ohio Valley region. So we may be sharpening up that gradient between drought and wetness as we move through this growing season.
He went on to say that dry conditions are likely in the High Plains this summer, with wet conditions further to the east. And you may label this as my commentary. Not that I want to pick on a weatherman. I totally think they have a tremendous, tremendous effect on this country, getting the information out to people who need the information. So please don't think I'm speaking ill of the weathercaster. But I always like to have a job like a weatherman. Wrong about 50, 60, 70 or more percent of the time and still have a job. So when you hear a weather report and you're guessing about what the whole year is going to be like, you can take it as information well put and give you some guidelines on what you should be thinking. But in my estimation, it never hurts just to look outside and look around and pay attention to what's around, like wildlife and animals on your farm or ranch. They'll tell you a lot about what's going on with the weather. Like if they get hair early in the fall, you're going to have an early winter, etc. And some old wives' tales do come true. That's my commentary. I'm Rick Ains.